Welcome to Second Take, episode number 5. I'm Ben.
I'm Levi. We don't have Eli today. He might show up in the halfway through, but he was probably sleeping. It's filming early this morning, so yeah. Go start off with some socials. We got TikToks, Second Take_2, and then same thing for Instagram. Then today we're gonna talk about some NFL stuff. We're gonna talk about, like, start off with some news, and then we're gonna get into like the draft. You wanna start off with first thing on the news?
Yeah, so we got St. Brown resetting the wide receiver market. I heard he got a big contract. I don't know the exact numbers, but it's a lot of money.
Yeah, it's insane. He got a 4-year deal for $120 million. A 4-year extension for $120 million. That's $30 million a year. That's the highest a wide receiver's ever been paid. And then right after that, like earlier yesterday, right before the draft, A.J. Brown signed a big deal for like $96 million 3 years, which is insane as well. I mean, and then Devonta Smith also has a big one. It's just crazy to me how much these guys are getting paid. And then there's the running backs over here who, like, you have good running backs who are only making like $9 million. But yeah. We can go into who do you think, who's next? Because there's a lot of guys on this list. There's a lot of guys who can be next. There's Ayuk, there's Justin Jefferson, there's CD, there's T. Higgins. There's a lot of guys who are next, and they might get paid even more than Amon-Ra St. Brown did. But, yeah.
I don't know. The Cowboys have some cap space issues, so I don't know if I see a giant contract like that coming for CD without maybe somebody taking a pay cut, because I know they're talking about Dak taking pay cuts.
Yeah, it's hard when you're a middle-of-the-pack quarterback to take pay cuts, because, like, you don't know if you're ever going to go anywhere. Like when you're Mahomes, you've won 3 Super Bowls, you have all this publicity, you can afford to take pay cuts. And, yeah, but... And then you have all these ad deals. Dak Prescott has a couple ad deals. I think he has some stuff with Nike, maybe. But I don't know. I think CD, he's on his 4th year. They can still pick up his 5th year option, but he's going to want a big contract soon, so.
Yeah, taking $40 million instead of, like, 50 is, like, but you get 10, you're set for life. Like, you don't.
Yeah.
You're never going to work anymore.
Yeah. I mean, you can make a lot of money. I mean, you look at Kirk Cousins over here. He's been, I mean, he hasn't had, like, a crazy, insane season. I mean, he obviously did that 1 year. But he's made $400 million, or he's going to make $400 million by the time he's done with his contract with the Falcons and stuff. But, yeah.
Yeah, that contract's crazy, because I really think he's got one good year left in him before it's...
Yeah, we'll actually get into that when we start about the draft and what the Falcons did with their pick, but I think we can get into the draft now. Mm-hmm. First overall, obviously, Caleb Williams.
We saw that coming.
Yeah. And thoughts on that?
He's a little zesty.
Yeah, just a tad. Pink nails going in the... I mean, like... Jared McCain for Duke.
We've seen it once. We'll see it again. He's gonna choke and cause them to lose because he painted his nails.
Yeah, and then the one thing I don't like is he's just cocky. I mean, like, at his draft day or whatever, he just, like, he acted like he was him. When he hasn't played a single snap in the NFL, and you never know. But I think he could be good. Well, I mean, the Bears have built a great team for him. I mean, they have Keenan Allen now. They have DeAndre Swift. They have all these guys.
And we'll get to their ninth pick that they had, too. That was big.
Yeah, Uh-huh. And there's just a lot of guys out there that they're building a team. They're trying to get their first ever franchise quarterback. They've won a Super Bowl, but it was a while ago, and they've never had a franchise quarterback ever. And could Caleb Williams be the guy? I don't know. I don't like how cocky he is, trying to be paid more than any rookie has ever been paid in the NFL, when it's just not how the rookie deals work. But yeah, I mean, we can move on to Jaden Daniels.
I like it. I think he's the guy that you see becoming a franchise quarterback. Like, he'll be the most successful quarterback, I think, in this draft class.
Mm-hmm.
He was just so solid at LSU, and the Commanders obviously needed a quarterback, and I think they found their franchise quarterback right there.
Yeah, I agree, honestly. I mean, he's just like the Commanders. I thought they might go for Drake May, but I see why they go for Jaden Daniels. They like their Heisman winners. I mean, RG3 was good with them. And then, I mean, he's just RG3, but I don't know. Younger, obviously. But we'll see how he does with the Commanders, with their new front office, and they have a new entire program. I mean, last year the Commanders didn't do very well. They're kind of right in the middle of the pack, but I don't know. I think they could be a good team. I think Jaden Daniels, I agree, will be the next. He'll be the biggest quarterback in this draft, unless if some random guy steps up in like later rounds. But you never know.
Skylar Thompson.
Like, literally, like, the worst quarterback. Yeah.
All right, so we'll go to pick number 3. A little bit of a surprise for me. Drake May to the Patriots. Although the Patriots love their white quarterbacks.
Yeah, I was thinking that too, but then you look at it, they don't have Belichick there anymore, and he is probably the one driving that. But without Belichick being there, it's kind of hard to know what they're going to do, because realistically in the past when Belichick was there, they would have probably traded out of the third of the three. But I don't know. I mean, until recent, they haven't really been in this spot. But I mean, been in the spot 3. They've been lower down because with Brady there, they were so good and so dominant. But I think Drake May, he's a good quarterback in college. But I think if he went to the Commanders or even the Bears, he'd be better than going to the Patriots. And I think he'll end up being a bust just because he went to the Patriots. I don't know.
Yeah, I just think that during his season at North Carolina, you could see his inconsistencies. And I feel like he's just going to turn into Mac Jones V2.
Yeah. Quarterback is kind of the hardest position to get right. And if you don't have a team built for it, like built, the quarterback's usually a bust most of the time. I mean, obviously, there's people who get the first round who, like, traded for it, and then they have – but, like, if the first round was yours because you were the worst team in the league and you draft a quarterback, the chances of you, like, being a good team are so low. Mm-hmm. Unless if you, like, completely rehauled and had an incredible draft. I mean, kind of like the Texans last year had a great draft.
That was a crazy good draft.
Yeah, I mean – with C.J. Stroud and all the other guys. I mean, back-to-back. Yeah, back-to-back good picks. They had the second and the third, which is absurd. But, yeah. I think Drake May was probably going to be a bust, realistically. But, yeah. We're talking about Marvin Harrison Jr. to the Cardinals. It was going to happen. I mean, you can't look at Marvin Harrison and say, I don't want him right at 4. Like, if you're the Cardinals, who else are they going to go get? I mean, they're not going to go get a quarterback. I mean, obviously, what's the guy? Kyler Murray's got to prove himself again because he's been hurt.
Yeah.
We'll see how he does. He looked all right when he came back, but
I think quarterback's not a concern for them.
So. No, it's not. So they don't need a quarterback. So obviously they go and get Marvin Harrison Jr. And I don't know how you would let that fall any further. I don't know. What are your thoughts on him?
It's a good pick. I mean, I saw him. I honestly saw him going three. That's kind of where I saw him on mock drafts going at three. So when he fell, like when they took Drake May at three, I'm like, okay, he has to be four.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I did see that originally, but I was like, the Patriots now need a quarterback. They don't really have anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they go and get a quarterback, but they just don't have the people for him. But I think Marvin Harrison will be good with the Cardinals. The one thing about receivers is they can go to a bad team and still be good receivers. And, like, the team can suck it up and still they can still be a good receiver. I mean, DK, when he was on the card, or not DK, I'm blanking. Well, anyways, but they can be a good receiver on the playing for the team. But.
Yeah, we'll go to our first offensive tackle taken in the draft, Joe Alt, to the Chargers.
Yeah. So Joe Alt's dad actually played for the Chiefs. And originally when I was watching the draft, it looked like he was mad that he was picked to the Chargers, but I don't think he figured it out yet before him, because afterwards they showed a clip of them celebrating, but that must suck for his dad. But I think it was a little bit of a surprise they picked Joe Alt. I don't know why they don't go receiver there, but I mean, I guess they do need people to protect Herbert. We'll see what they do this upcoming season, the Chargers. But
yeah, especially Jim Harbaugh.
First year. And I think the Chargers have a way to suck it up sometimes, though. I mean, if you look at it, they're like, the amount of times Herbert's been hurt a lot. And he hasn't been in, like, playing a ton. And we'll see what he does this next season. Hopefully he doesn't get hurt again. I mean, I'm a Chiefs fan, but I don't know. I like Herbert. I don't like the Chargers, though, so if he gets hurt, I'm going to be mad. But I don't know.
I mean, I think, like, if I'm Herbert, I'm going to be, like, pretty confident there and trust my team, because they went after somebody that would protect me, like, and I pretty much know that I, like, have my job, because they didn't go after a quarterback or pursue any quarterback, which that's a little, like, safe padding, like, he's their guy. Herbert's their guy. Yeah, so we'll go to the Giants, Malik Nabers.
Mm-hmm. It's a good wide receiver. Honestly surprised Chargers didn't take him. The one thing is I don't know who the heck's going to throw to him. Daniel Jones, he had the good year. Not this last season, but the season before was a good year for him, but he still wasn't a good quarterback. Like, the team just played well all around until they got to the playoffs. It got smoked by the Niners, I think it was. Or maybe it was the Eagles. I don't know. But I don't know. He's a good receiver. Don't get me wrong, but I don't know how he'll do on the Giants.
Yeah, I'm honestly surprised they didn't go after a quarterback there. I mean, at that point, there were still J.J. McCarthy, Bo Nix. And there was Penix out there too.
They couldn't afford to go get a quarterback because their deal, like, if they got rid of Daniel Jones, it would be a worse situation than when the Broncos got rid of Russell Wilson, which the Broncos are paying Russell Wilson $86 million to play for the Steelers, which that's a lot of money. I mean, I think. Daniel Jones is like his like guaranteed money is like the most guaranteed money of any quarterback ever. But I don't know. We'll see how the Giants do this next year. Let's go to the next one, the Titans.
Titans take J.C. Latham, another offensive tackle.
Mm-hmm.
I heard Nick's No, it was Belichick that was talking about J.C. Latham, I think, earlier. Just, like, he's 6'6", 342 pounds. That dude's huge.
Yeah, Yeah, and he's young too. I mean, he's 21. I mean, he's a beast. I think I don't really know anything about him, honestly.
That's just all you gotta say. It's just
he's just a big boy. And then this next one, we started talking about this big surprise at 8, Michael Penix Jr., quarterback. What are the Falcons doing? Go get a receiver or something, another guy for Kirk to throw the ball to, or someone to protect Kirk. I don't know. But I think that was a waste of a draft pick. I don't know. What are your thoughts on him, on them taking a quarterback when they have Kirk Cousins? But
I don't know. It feels like a diss on Kirk Cousins. Like, I mean, I said earlier, I think he's got one good year left in him.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, at that point, it's like you can't blame them for going after somebody who they think is going to be, like, the future of, like, their franchise. But then why would you sign a massive deal with Kirk Cousins if you're going to go do that?
Yeah, I mean, it's, like, it's just weird that they'd go – I mean, Kirk Cousins got a 4-year deal for, like, $180 million. And then the – Falcons go get a quarterback at 8. I mean, they could have got someone who's a little worse. I mean, obviously, this guy has his problems, and Michael Penix, or Penix does. But, I mean, he could be good. I mean, he's going to be a project quarterback now. I don't understand why you... I mean, unless if Kirk gets hurt or something, the only way I see him playing is, in like, 4 to 5 years. It's going to be a hot minute before this guy even snaps a ball, unless a Kirk gets hurt. But I don't know. I mean, you can see, I mean, it worked for the Packers. The Packers have done it multiple times, had a guy sit behind
Rodgers.
Rodgers sat behind Brett Favre for many years. Then Jordan Love, who played really good this year, sat behind Rodgers. I mean, it works, but for the Packers. But I don't know if it'll work for the Falcons. But I think I saw a video where the general manager of the Falcons was trying to explain to the coach why they would go for a quarterback. Like after the like just in the meeting, he was talking to the owner, not the coach, the owner. But that's a weird pick for me. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I think they can go get a wide receiver and Romeo Odunze. I mean, they could have gone and get him, and they just gave him to the Bears. I mean, the Bears have another guy now for Caleb Williams to throw the ball to. I mean, obviously they have Keenan Allen and all those guys, but now they have more guys, more weapons. But I don't know. I think we can go into that now. The Bears select Romeo Odunze. Solid wide receiver.
He's kind of like a Jamar Chase type build.
Mm-hmm. He's pretty good.
Yeah, solid, solid pick.
And I mean, he's going to be sitting under Keenan Allen. I mean, he's not going to get as much playing time as he could.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to get to watch veterans in the league like Keenan Allen.
When he's got DJ Moore
and DJ Moore. So I don't think he'll get a ton of touches this season. But, I mean, once Keenan Allen's gone, I mean, he's going to learn a ton from these guys who have been in the league, who have played well in the league, and are good, just solid guys to have on your team. And I think he'll learn a lot, and he'll grow. And then to the next season, he'll be great. I mean, I don't know if he'll be better than DJ Moore or not, but he could be, potentially. But that's all I have to say about that. Do you have anything else about him?
No. And I think we'll go to, there was a trade from the New York, between the Vikings and the Jets. They just exchanged pick order,
mm-hmm.
and the Vikings went out and got J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, I mean, I think that trade happened earlier on before the draft started. I may be mistaken, but I mean, I think that's a great pick. J.J. McCarthy is a good quarterback. He went a little bit lower than I thought he would. But, I mean, I don't know who else they would have gotten at 10. They need a quarterback. They don't have Kirk Cousins anymore. And I think it reminds the coaches a lot of Kirk Cousins. J.J. McCarthy does, but I don't know. What do you think?
I like it. A lot of people are saying that it was, like, too early for J.J. McCarthy. But I like him. I think it's solid.
I think
they needed a quarterback.
Yeah, I think Kevin O'Connell can set him up for success as well. I mean, Kevin O'Connell's a good – he's a good coach. I mean, he showed it with Kirk, and he showed it with his last – he's been through a lot of adversity these last couple seasons with Kirk going down, and he still found ways to win when he could. I mean, they didn't have a great season this last season, but also didn't have a terrible season. I mean, they did what they could. They did better than the Jets when they lost their starting quarterback. Speaking of the Jets, the next pick with another offensive tackle. This draft's very offensive tackle heavy.
The ties for the most in round one.
Mm-hmm. There's just a lot of big boys out here who are good at their job. But I don't even know how to say this guy's name.
Olufashanu? We're just going to say
Olufashanu.
Good pick. Number 12, Broncos. Bo Nix.
Yeah, Bo Nix. They need a quarterback. I mean, the Broncos.
Okay, little tap in. Eli texted me, said he spent the night at Carson's house and just woke up. And he tells me to say from him that Caleb Williams is gay.
Is that it? Is that all he has to say?
That's it. That's all he's got to say.
Okay. You heard it here first from Eli. Caleb Williams is gay, apparently. Breaking news, but how do you just... All right.
So, Bo Nix.
Bo Nix. Broncos really need a quarterback.
He'll be solid.
He'll be good.
Yeah, let's go to 13. Brock Bowers. He sat there longer than I thought he would, but good pick for the Raiders.
Yeah, I had some people over, and I'm pretty sure I heard Brock Bowers like being predicted to be picked like 12 times before he was actually picked. But I thought he was going to be picked earlier. I mean, he's a good tight end, Georgia. Good receiving tight end. He has some holes in his game, but I mean, he can get better at blocking and stuff. He can get better. But I think he'll be a good fit for the Raiders. I don't know. He's got a little bit of a receding hairline going on there, but maybe that will affect his game a little bit. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe age faster than most people, so.
But. All right, we got at 14, the Saints take Talese Fuaga.
Another tackle.
He looks big. He is big. He'll do his job. On to 15. This is gonna be bad. Liatu Latu.
First defensive player picked in 14 and 15 picks of the draft. There hasn't been a single defensive player picked, and then the Colts go out and get Liatu Latu. I don't know too much about the Colts, but I think that'll be good for them. We'll get Mr. Mott's feedback on that maybe. We'll see what he has to say, but we can go on to
pick 16, Byron Murphy to the Seahawks. That's another back-to-back defensive players.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I don't know anything about this guy.
Yeah, and I don't really know much about the Seahawks, so.
Yeah, I don't know. The Seahawks, it feels like sometimes, I mean, obviously when they had Russ there, they were good. But I think sometimes they're just like, and Pete Carroll's not there anymore. we'll see how they do with a new coach. But, I mean, it's so hard to guess how a team's going to do when you just have no clue, like, anything about the new coach or whatever. But I don't know. I think they could be good. But, yeah, I think we go on to
Pick 17.
The Vikings traded up.
From Jacksonville.
Dallas Turner from Alabama. I think that's all you got to know. He's an edge rusher. And
yeah, I mean,
Alabama produces good players every year.
They always do. I mean, the Vikings traded up for him. That it shows enough that he's a good player. But I think the Vikings gave up actually quite a bit trading up for him, too. Because they were down at the, maybe the 23.
23, yep.
And they had to go up and get him. They went up and got him. And the guy who they wanted, obviously. But I think the Vikings, I think they have like 3 picks now. Like, they gave up a ton just for Dallas Turner. I mean, they could be a good team next year. I feel like their defense hasn't always been, like, insane these last few years, but we'll see. I mean, yeah. I mean, then the Bengals pick another tackle, which it's just insane to me how many tackles have been picked already. But
hey, they do their job.
Yeah, I mean, this guy's 6'8", 340 pounds.
Yeah, he's huge. Jared Verse, 19th pick. Edge rusher.
Yeah. I mean,
6'4", 254.
Mm-hmm.
Solid player. Mm-hmm. I don't know too much. Let's go to pick 20.
Troy Fontani, sorry. This is a great pick, honestly. This guy's insane. He's from Washington. He's very versatile. He can give back. He's an athletic guy. He can be a really good tackle for the Steelers. And, I mean, who knows? Maybe the Steelers, maybe Justin Fields or Russell Wilson do go crazy this year, and they need someone to protect them. I mean, they got the guy.
I mean, he's, like you said, he's versatile. They could even put him at center.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, they could. I don't know if they will. But I think that was one thing that people were saying, that the Steelers might go for a center, but I don't know. And let's go to the Dolphins. They pick Chop Robinson, another edge rusher.
Yeah, your name's Chop Robinson. You better be good.
I mean, that just sounds like a good player, honestly. If you're good and your name is Chop Robinson, that's just fun. I don't know. I think he could be good. We'll see. I mean, usually I feel like the Dolphins have an all right defense. I mean, obviously they have their corners, but, and then speaking of corners,
we got
the Eagles take
Quentin Mitchell.
From Toledo.
Quinion?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like there's that one cornerback, what's his name, who I was surprised didn't get picked in the first round. The white guy. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He's pretty good. But he would have been the first ever white cornerback took in the first round. But I don't know, that would have been insane if that would have happened there. But next was the Brian Thompson Jr.
This was the this trade was complicated. From Cleveland through Houston and Minnesota.
So I'm assuming Cleveland traded a pick to Houston, and Houston traded a pick to Minnesota. And then Minnesota traded with Jacksonville and traded mm-hmm. up. And then Jacksonville got the 23, and then Minnesota got the 17. But, yeah, another wide receiver took it. This is also a very wide receiver heavy draft. And even though it was, there was a lot of wide receivers still left on the board for the second round.
LSU produces good wide receivers every year.
They just produce good players every year. I mean, they're like, when you're in the SEC, I mean, you're just bound to produce athletes for the NFL. And it's just crazy to me how Georgia, LSU, Alabama always pump out these guys who are just insane. Insanely good at their job, insanely good at just being football players. But let's go into pick 24. Teron Arnold, another cornerback.
From Alabama.
Mm-hmm. Another big school.
I mean, that's good. The Lions are getting their defense better.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's what they needed, a cornerback. Mm-hmm. I think he's a good fit for Detroit.
Mm-hmm. And I think same goes for 25th pick.
I mean, they traded up for that, actually. So they traded with Dallas up to that spot. So obviously that's what they wanted and that's what they needed. Yeah. And they realized we're not going to be able to get this guy if we don't trade up, because there's some teams down here who probably want this guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 25th pick also for the Packers, Jordan Morgan, offensive tackle. They needed him. They needed an offensive lineman pretty bad. And yeah. Good fit. Protect Jordan Love.
Protect your guy who's probably your new franchise quarterback for the next next years to come. Let him sit in the, be able to sit in the pocket for longer than he needs to, even, but I don't know. And then Tampa Bay picks a center.
First center
of the draft. I mean, who knows, maybe some of these other linemen will transfer over to center. But Graham Barton, Duke University. I hope he doesn't paint his nails. Doubt it. It's a big boy.
Big dude. He'll fit. A trade from Houston and the Cardinals at 27. They get Darius Robinson, Missouri edge rusher. This guy is good. I watched some highlights of him. Pretty dynamic player.
Yeah, I mean, he's really good against the run. He can stop a run on the outside and set the edge, but he's also a great pass rusher. I mean, he'll be good for the Cardinals.
Here's a big controversy. We got at 28, Buffalo trades their pick away. And I think that they were in desperate need of a wide receiver, and they still are, after the Stephon Diggs trade. And they let the Chiefs trade up and pick up Xavier Worthy.
Yeah, I mean, this was insane to me that we traded up. I was just watching the draft, and it was like, the Chiefs traded up. I was like, great. And I was like, I don't know who we're going to take. I thought it would probably be Worthy. It'll either be Xavier Worthy or Mitchell. I mean, at that point when they traded up, I was like, we're getting a receiver at this point. I mean, if we would have traded up way up, we might go get a great, like, offensive tackle or something. But there were still offensive tackles left that are good. But I like the pick. I think he's really fast. He's athletic. I think Mitchell would also have been a good pick. I think Mitchell showed better stats with Texas. But I think it's hard when you're sharing yards with another guy who's also really good to know which one's better sometimes, and quarterbacks have preferences. And
I think that 40-yard dash, his draft stock went crazy.
Yeah, his draft stock went way up just based on that 40-yard dash. But I think he's gonna be good. He's fast. He's just a good player. I mean, he could help us go back to back to back. Even we'll see how good he does. I mean, we also have Marquise Brown and Rashee Rice, which
That might.
We'll see how long he gets suspended for whenever he gets a suspension from the NFL, but my guess is 6 weeks at most. But I don't know. We'll see. But a great pick. I think Buffalo trading up for this guy was, or trading down and giving the Chiefs this guy was kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Because the Chiefs, back in the 2017 draft or the 2016 draft, traded up to like the and got Mahomes from Buffalo. So I just thought it was funny that they traded with us again. They made the mistake twice. I mean, I don't know why the Bills don't just go get a receiver when they need one. But.
Yep. And then we'll go to the 29th pick, Cowboys trade from Detroit. They pick up an offensive tackle from Oklahoma, Tyler Guyton.
Yeah, I mean, I was talking with my friend McCain, who's a Cowboys fan. He's not very thrilled. He wanted more of a flashy pick than this guy. I think he's a good player though. I mean, the Cowboys have a lot of people on their line though. I don't know why they go get this guy. But I guess they didn't see anybody else they wanted. I don't see it. I don't see why you'd go get this tackle when you have three other good offensive linemen but on your team already. But we'll see. Maybe because Zach Martin's getting up there, but maybe they want to get another guy. But we'll see.
Yeah, 30th pick. The Ravens take a corner, Nate Wiggins. This dude is fast. He's lightning speed. Ran a 4.28 at the combine.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fast. I think that it'll be good for the Ravens. The Ravens need a. Do they need a corner? I mean, I don't really know, honestly. They've had a good defense.
It's not a bad pick at all.
Yeah, I mean, I thought the Ravens might go. I mean, I don't know. There's not really a linebacker that high that's worth getting. But the Ravens do need a linebacker with Patrick Queen gone. And I don't know. But I don't know. I think he'll be good.
31st pick, the 49ers take a wide receiver, Ricky Parasol.
Yeah.
White dude. A little rare.
He could be good. I mean, he's a good route runner. We'll see. I mean, the Niners already have a ton of guys on their team with him, but we'll see how good they do with that. But they might not have Brandon Ayuk next year. We'll see. But, I mean,
that gives them a little padding if Debo or Ayuk leave.
Yeah. And then, I mean, they're not going to be able to pay them both a ton of money. So yeah. One of them's going to leave. I guess we can go into our last pick of the first round, Xavier Legette.
The Panthers traded.
They traded with the Bills. With Bills. They switched picks. I don't know.
That's a good pick.
Yeah, I mean, get someone for Bryce Young to throw it to.
Yeah.
I mean, Bryce Young has a lot of developing to do still in the NFL. He kind of stunk it up this last season. Part of it was because he just didn't have a team. Like, he was the only one on their team. I mean, obviously, Adam Thielen was good. He catches the ball a lot, but I don't know. But, I mean, that was the end of the draft, the first round of the draft. I mean, today we got the second and third round. What are your thoughts on who's going to get picked on those rounds?
I think, I don't know how it's going to go, but I think you're going to start seeing some, like, not as flashy picks. Like, say, like, more like a dirty pick, kind of like some more tackles. Some centers, maybe. I'm hoping maybe Cooper Beebe gets picked today from K-State. That would be great to see. Maybe in Ben Sinnott, tight end.
I do see Ladd McConkey getting picked up today.
That's yeah.
One name I think of.
Yeah, I was surprised that when Mitchell didn't get picked in the first round.
Yeah.
I don't have Mitchell because he's a great wide receiver. I don't know. I feel like he's going to be he's probably going to get picked in the second round. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think it'll be a good – it's been a good draft so far. It's nothing too crazy's happened, but I don't know. I think there was a lot of predicted things, like the predictions were just not there. Yeah, I think there's that white cornerback who's still is yet to be picked. We'll see what he does, what happens with him. But
Cooper DeJean.
Mm-hmm.
That's who he is.
Cooper
DeJean. They said he's the best player available.
Really?
And then you've got Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Here's the thing.
Mitchell.
I feel like he's probably the best player available, but I feel like he's not going to get picked. Like, there's probably going to be another corner picked in front of him because people just don't trust a white corner, which is fair because there's not been any good white cornerbacks in the NFL. I mean, there's been corners who are white, but they're never good. And there's, like, literally this last season, I don't think there's a single white one, but I don't know. We'll see how he does. It's one of the hardest positions in football, if not the hardest. Just to take away a guy like Ja'Marr Chase or Justin Jefferson or Tyreek Hill and make them not be able to do anything is hard.
And you're on an island with all the new rules now.
And the hip drop tackle being banned, all this crap. It's kind of crazy, but yeah. I don't know. I think overall the draft was good.
Excited for the next few rounds.
So am I.
And I think we'll have another podcast coming out.
Yeah.
Analyzing the rest of the draft.
Yeah, just going over everything else, and then we'll probably try to get into the NBA finals maybe next week or the NBA playoffs. But yeah.
Yeah. Well,
we'll see.
We'll see you guys later.
Oh, shit.